B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Dav Zayin. We're going to start 14 lines from the bottom of the Omud. The previous sugya took us way into this Omud. We continued the sugya till the end, and we're starting a new sugya now. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kameda, Rav Huna, V'yosef uk'omar. Rav Yosef said in front of Rav Huna as follows. Omar Rav Yud Omar Rav. He said this in the name of Rav, and we have to remember, in the previous sugya we saw, what happens if you have a movui, which is mufulosh, a straight movi. We're not talking now about a movi going round, just talk about regular straight movi mufulosh with a rishus harabim at both ends. So we saw that the machrekus was, according to the Tanakama, at one end you put tsuras ha-pesach, the other end you put a koira or lechi. According to Chananya, it was a machrekus b'shamayim b'shilel, whether you need to put a door at both ends, or whether, that's what b'shamay says, b'shilel says, on one end you put a door, at the other end, you can do either a koira or a lechi. And now Rav Yehuda is saying, in the name of Rav, machlekes, that whole machlekes, is besratia mikan, besratia mikan, or platia mikan, or platia mikan. Sratia and platia are different types of rishus horabim. Big plazas, big open areas, which is wide enough and enough people going through it. So if you have a rishus horabim at both ends of the movui, that's where there's a machlekes. Aval sratya mikan or bikom mikan. However, if one side of the movi is open to rishus harabim, but the other side is open to a field which is just a karmelis, oy bikom mikan or bikom mikan, or if there's a karmelis at both ends of the movi, in that case oy set tsuras hapesach mikan velechi v'koyer mikan. Everybody agrees that you can put a tsuras hapesach at one side and a koyer or lechi at the other side, and you do not need to put any doors. Says the Gemara, Hashta sratya mikan ubikom mikan oiseloi tsuras hapesach mikan velechi vekoir mikan bikom mikan ubikom mikan miboya. Why did you, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, you spelt it out? You said if there's rishus harabim at one side and the karmelis on the other side, or if there's a karmelis at both sides, then tsuras hapesach and koir olechi is enough. If you tell me that a karmel is at one side and rishus harabim at the other side, it's already enough to put just a tsuras hapesach, I don't need doors, then obviously if there's a karmel is at both ends, why did you have to spell that out? Answers the Gemara, Hochi Ko'omar. Sratya mikan ubikom mikan, nasek ubikom mikan ubikom mikan. What you were supposed to read into what I said was that if there is a karmelis on one side, it has the same halachas as if there would have been a karmelis on both sides. And there, it's taken for granted that one does not need any doors. So too, even though there's a rishus harabim on one side, since there's a karmelis on the other side, we do not need any doors. On one side, you do a koira or lechi, and the other side, you do a tsuras hapesach. So that was one thing that we saw in Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav. Umasayim bo Mishmeid Rav Yehuda. That means that was Rav Yosef said that in front of Rav Huna in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And now Rav Yosef continued, and he continued saying something in the name of Rav Yehuda. But this time he didn't say that Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Rav. He just said that Rav Yehuda said as follows. Im hoyo mavoy kolo lerochvo ein tzorich klum. And now look, this goes as follows. If normally we're talking about you have a mavoy, it's open on one side to Rishus Harabim, and here we're talking about a Movi Mufulosh. On one side it's open to Rishus Harabim, and the other side is open to Rishus Harabim. And there we saw, do we need doors? Do you need a Tsuras HaPesach? Etc. What happens if the end of the Movi doesn't reach Rishus Harabim? It reaches either a Chotzer, it's not a Movi, that means the Movi, the alleyway ends, and then you have an entranceway into a Chotzer. Well, actually what we're talking about here is that the whole Movui, that means the Chotzer is much wider than the Movui, and the Chotzer is situated at the end of the Movui, and the end of the Movui is just open into, it's a breach into the wall of the Chotzer, and going straight through the other side of the Chotzer, you have a Rishus Harabim. So the Movui itself is not going straight through to the Rishus Harabim. It's the Movui going through a Chotzer and then Rishus Harabim. And technically speaking, the Rishus HaRabim could come straight through. But it's not a Movi going straight through, it's going past through via a Chotzer. And now there are two different types of Chotzer. There's a Chotzer which is at the beginning of the homes that people use a lot. there's a chotzer at the back of homes, a back garden, a backyard, and there people hardly use it. That's called a rechova. So over here we're soon going to discuss what happens when you have a mavoi running into a chotzer and through there to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. At this point we're talking about a mavoi that runs into a rechova, and the rechova then goes straight through. You can go straight through that to the wall at the other side of the rechova and get to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that is the halacha of mavoi kolo l'rochbo. The mavoi ends not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it ends in the rochbo. And then it goes from there straight through to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ein tzarech klum. You don't need anything. You don't need not a lechi, not a kore, not a tzuras pesach. You don't need anything there. Since the end of the mavoi is not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's a chotzer. So it's as if it's closed. It's as if it's closed. Ein tzarech klum. And before we continue in this sugya, we have to have a short hakdama. Let's say like this. With every mavui, you need two things. Number one, you need to fix the mavui, which means you have to do something to the mavui that is a heker or a mechitza or however we've learned till now, either a koira or a lechi, something you have to do to the mavui in order to allow the people in the mavui to carry it. Let's remember, what is the definition of a mavui? It's a place that belongs to lots of people. So even though it's technically speaking, biblically speaking, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid because it's surrounded, it's not totally open, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but since it belongs to lots of people, namely all the chatzeros, all the yards that are coming off the Mavui, and each yard itself is serving a number of batim, so this Mavui is a communal type of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. A communal type of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you need either a Koira or a Lechi. Besides for that, you need something called Shitufei Muvois, which means since this is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid that belongs to lots of people, you're not allowed to carry there, because you're only allowed to carry in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So what do you have to do? You have to somehow connect all the people here as if they all belong to one chotzer, and all the people in the chotzer as if they belong to one home, and then, so to speak, the whole Mavui is associated to a single place, and then everybody can carry in the Mavui, from the Mavui to the Chotzer, from the Chotzer to the Batim, etc. That is called making an Eruv. There's an Eruv, when we talk about within a single Chotzer, there's a concept called making an Eruv in the Chotzer, to allow all the homeowners, all the Batim, to carry in the Chotzer and from their homes to the Chotzer. And then besides for each Chotzer having an Eruv Echatzeris, you also need a Shitufei Muvois, you need to have a partnership between all the Chatzeris. And there's a way of doing that. We're going to learn later in the Masechta how to make Eruvei Chatzeros, how to make Shitufei Muvois. But that's something which you don't do to the Mavui, it's something you do in the Mavui. It's something that all the people that belong to this Mavui have to have a partnership, have to have some part in some food which is placed in one place. We're going to learn about that. So here, we don't only have a Mavui that we're talking about, we have a Mavui that is flowing into a Rochba. So now the fact that the people, the question now is, the people of the Mavui definitely don't belong in that Rechava. That Rechava is a private property that belongs to whoever's house is attached to that backyard. So the people of the Mavui do not belong to the Rechava. The question is, do the people in the Rechava belong to the Mavui? And that way they have to join the Eruv with the Mavui, the Shitufei Muvois. Until they do that, no one is allowed to carry in the Mavui. So if we're discussing this Mavui, and any Mavui for that matter, we have to always take into account two sets of halachas. Number one, has the Mavui been set upright? Is it going straight through? Is it not going straight through? Koire, lechi, is it high enough, low enough, etc. Besides for that, have the people who belong to the Mavui all joined the Shitufei Muvois? Here we have an interesting scenario where you've got a Mavui. The Mavui leads into the Rechava. From the Rechava, it leads straight out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And we now have to discuss what's the status of this Mavui. We're talking about the Mavui. Number one, is this Mavui called Mefulash to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, straight through to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because technically speaking, you could go straight through? Or do we say no? Since the Mavui ends in a Rechava, it's as if it's a closed Mavui. And therefore, you look at it as a Mavui Sosum. Number two, the people in the Rechava Are they affecting the Eruv of the Mavui? Do they have to join the Shitufim voice of the Mavui or not? When both of those are cleared, then we know what to do or what we don't have to do in order to carry in this Mavui. So what did we see here? Rav Yehuda said, Im hoya Mavui kolo l'rechova ein tzarech klum. As long as you have a Koira and Lechi at the start of the Eruv, at the start of the Mavi, sorry, when the Mavi, when you enter the Mavi from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have either a Koira or a Lechi, you don't need anything more. You don't need a Tzoras HaPesach or a Koira or Lechi or a door at the other end, and you don't even need any Eruvei Chatzeris. Why? I mean, you need it for the Chatzeris in the Mavi, but that Rechava at the end, since people don't use the Rechava, as we said before, people use Chatzeris, they do not use the Rechava very much. People are not there much. Since people are not there much, they do not affect the Mavi. You don't even need them to join the Shitufim voice. You don't need to do anything, and you can carry in the Mavi. If this scenario was not a Rechava at the end of the Mavui, but it was a Chotzer at the end of the Mavui, then as far as Mefulosh is concerned, it makes no difference whatsoever. If you have a Mavui, that the end of the Mavui is not Roshus HaRabim, it's some type of Roshus HaYochid or Chotzer that is in between the end of the Mavui and the Roshus HaRabim, it makes no difference if that area is called a Rechava or if it's actually a Chotzer. Because at the end of the day, you can go straight through from the Mavui to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the people of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can come straight through into the Mavui. So whatever the halacha will be, if it's a Rechava, the identical thing will be if it's a Chotzer. Where the difference between Rechava and Chotzer is only going to be whether you're allowed to carry in this, in the Mavui, without joining that Chotzer into the Shitufim voice. If it's a Rechava, we said that nobody's in the Rechava, they don't come into the Mavui, and they don't disturb the people carrying in the Mavui. If it's a Chotzer, however, that would be different. If it's a Chotzer, then you would not be allowed to carry in the Mavui unless that Chotzer joins into the Shitufei Mavois. So with this halacha of Rav Yehuda, we've actually seen two things. Because why is he talking about Rechava? The reason he's talking about Rechava might be because that was the story. But from this case here, what do we see? We see, number one, as far as the halachas of Mefulosh are concerned, and that's the same Rechava and Chotzer, it's not called Mefulosh, because there's something between the end of the Mavui and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's not called Mefulosh. Another thing you see is that because it's a Rechava, Ein Tzarech Klum, there's no problem with carrying, but if it would be in Chotzer, there would be an issue with carrying there until you make an Eruv with the rest of the Mavui. So you see those two halachas. Mefulosh, there's no issue. Also Chotzer, also Rechava, because there is no difference between the two. Regarding carrying, Rechava is Ein Tzarech Klum, they're not an issue. A Chotzer would be an issue. We have to remember those two halachas to understand the next Gemara. Omer le'Abaye le'Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Yehuda, this halacha that you just told us in the name of Rav Yehuda, I know, says Abaye de Shmuel. It must be said in the name of Shmuel, not in the name of Rav. Because I've got another place where Rav says something which is going to be diametrically opposed to everything you just said in the name of Rav Yehuda. So it must be said in the name of a different one of his Rebbes. Rav Yehuda had a Rebbe called Rav and a Rebbe called Shmuel. He couldn't have followed Rav. He must have been quoting his other Rebbe called Shmuel. De'i Rav, id Rav, kashya de Rav, ad Rav, betarti. If what you just said is following Rav, I have a contradiction to Rav in two halachas. Both halachas we mentioned. Number one is a Mavui that does not end directly adjacent to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but there's a Rechava or a Chotzer in between. Is it called Mefulosh or not? The second halacha, if you have a Chotzer, do we say that it affects the people in the Mavui from carrying? So in both halachas, what Rav Yehuda said was that as far as Mefulosh is concerned, it's not called Mefulosh. As far as carrying, if it's a Chotzer, it would be an issue. Both those halachas are contrary to something we're about to see in Rav. Da'omer virme bar'abo marav. Mavui shenifrat b'milu'oi l'chotzer. If you have a Mavui that the end of the Chotzer is totally open, and where's it open? Into l'chotzer. Into a Chotzer. The Chotzer itself may well be much wider than, and we'll see later on Dafches, it has to be wider, but it's wider than the Mavui. But the end of the Mavui is totally open. And it opens into this area, which is much wider than the Mavi, called a Chotzer. V'nifrutz a Chotzer connector, and across, if you go straight across the Chotzer, It's nifratz. It's open to Rishus HaRabim. Chotza muteres. You're allowed to carry in the chotza. Okay? And the reason is, this is very straightforward. The reason you can carry in the chotza, because a chotza adjacent to Rishus HaRabim is not a problem. Providing has all the halachas of a chotza. It has to be that it's not a whole wall is broken open to the Rishus HaRabim. And there are other halachas as to what the conditions are, but this is a regular chotza. There's no issue with carrying in the chotza as far as setting up. You don't need to put a koira and a lechia or anything like that. You're worried about carrying in the chotza? The people of the Mavi don't belong in the chotza. People in the chotza belong to the Mavi, but the people of the Mavi are not supposed to come into the chotza. And therefore, the people in the chotza, they can carry there. Everything is okay. Mutar. Umavi also. However, in the Mavi, you're not allowed to carry. You can't carry in the Mavi. And here, in the Mavi being Osur, there's two sugyas we have it. There are two options. Either it's Osur because it's Mefulash to Rosh HaSarabim. It's a Mavi Mefulash. And if it's Mefulash, then unless you do something to the end of the Mavi, either a Tzuras HaPesach or a door or whatever you're going to do, the way it is now, with just a Koira or Lechi at the end of the Mavi, which is adjacent to the Rosh HaSarabim, if it's Mefulash, it's a problem. Besides for the issue of Mefulash, there's another problem. It could be because the people in the Mavui, the people in the Chotza are allowed to come into the Mavui, therefore they are destroying the Eruv of the Mavui, and they have to join into the Eruv, and if they don't join in, you cannot carry there. Now, as far as the Halacha of Mefulash is concerned, of course the Chotza has to be open on the other side to the Rosh HaSarabim, otherwise the Mavui is definitely not Mefulash. If that Chotza would be totally closed, there's no discussion of Mefulash here. If the Mavi is open, then it could be a discussion of Mefulash. If the Mavi is closed, or irrespective of whether the Chotzer is closed, as far as the people in the Chotzer destroying the Eruv of the Mavi, that doesn't make any difference anymore if the Chotzer on the other side is open to Rosh HaSarabim or not. As long as the Chotzer and the Mavi are adjacent to each other, the Chotzer could destroy the Eruv of the Mavi. So and in those halachas, there's no relevance to whether the other side of the chotza has an exit to the Rosh HaSarabim. And from the fact that Rav said, V'nifratza chotzer kenegdoi, Rav made a point of stressing that the reason that there's a problem in the Mavui is because it's open to the Rosh HaSarabim, it would seem from there that the issue here is that it's mefulish. And the issue is not that you're not allowed to carry, which means that according to this halacha, as far as Mefulash is concerned, there is a problem of Mefulash, even though the Mavi doesn't go straight onto the Rosh HaSarabim, it goes through a Chotza, it's called Mefulash. And if the issue is Mefulash, then and Rav said, V'nifratza Chotza connected, the only problem is because it's Mefulash, you see from there that if it wouldn't be Mefulash, if the Chotza would be closed, then the fact that the Chotza is adjacent to the Mavi, that would not be an issue. And you would be allowed to carry in that Mavui, even though there's a Chotza adjacent to it, that's not part of the Shitufei Mavois. Both of those halachas are contrary to what we saw before. Before we saw that as far as Mefulash is concerned, there's no issue. And as far as the Eruv is concerned, only if it's a Rechava, it's a no issue. If it's a Chotza, it would be an issue. And now we're saying exactly the opposite. Only because it's Mefulash, it's an issue. So you see it's called Mefulash even though there's a Chotzer at the end. And as far as the Eruv is concerned, it wouldn't be an issue. Because if it would be an issue, we wouldn't have to say V'nifratza Chotzer Kenegdoi. It would in any case be Osa in the Mavi because it's adjacent to the Chotzer. So you see that the Chotzer does not disturb the Eruv of the Mavi. But the fact that it's open to Rosh HaSarabim does disturb the Mavi. So that's what the Gemara says. From the fact that I have Rav here that says in both halachas the opposite of what you said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, it must be Rabbi Yehuda was not following Rav. Let's see this in size. Mavui shenifratz b'milu'oi l'chotzer. The end of the Mavui is totally open into a chotzer. V'nifratz ha'chotzer k'negdoi. And opposite the end of the Mavui, you've got an exit from the chotzer to Rosh HaSarabim. Chotzer moteres, you can carry in the chotzer. U'mavui osur. V'amai. Why should the Mavi be also to carry in it? In the event that this Rav Yehuda was said in the name of Rav, before. And according to that Rav Yehuda, if there's a Rechava there, Ein Tzarich Klum, it's not called Mefulash. And if it's not called Mefulash by Rechava, it also shouldn't be called Mefulash in the Chata. Why can you not carry in the Mavui? Omarli. So Rav Yosef answered back. This was Abaya said to Rav Yosef that this is his proof that Rav Yehuda must have said the halacha in the name of Shmuel. So Rav Yosef said to Abaya, Ana lo yodana. I don't know if Rav Yehuda heard it from Rav or didn't hear it from Rav. Uvda hava bedura d'ra'usa. In the villages of the shepherds, there was an incident like that. Movi shekola l'rechova hava. That was the story that there was a movi. The end of the movi, there was a rechova. And it was open to Rishus HaRabim, and they asked Rav Yehuda what the halacha is. He said, you don't need to do anything. So I just told you over what Rav Yehuda said. I don't know if he took it from Rav or from Shmuel. But if you, Abaya, have proof that it cannot be that he said the halacha in the name of Rav, okay, to have a Mishmei de Shmuel. So he said it from a different Rebbe of his, from Shmuel. We don't have a problem with that. Says the Gemara, now we're going to have a turn. Hashta de Omar Leir of Sheshes. Of Sheshes is now going to explain to us how Rav himself explained this halacha, why Mavui Osur. And Rav Sheshes said this to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, v'omrilo Rav Yosef Bar Abba, either he said it to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba or to Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Asbar Elocha. He says that Rav actually explained when it's true that Mavui is Osur. Kan she'irvoi, kan she'loi irvoi. If the people of the Chotza made an Eruv with the people in the Mavui, then you can carry in the Mavui. When it says that Mavui Osur is talking about that the people in the Chotza did not make an Eruv with the people in the Mavui, and therefore you're not allowed to carry. So Rav explicitly told us that the reason that Mavui Osur is not because it's Mefulash, rather because they didn't join the Eruv. And so you're going to have a question, why then did you, Rav, say v'nifritza chotzer kenegdoi, that the other side of the chotzer, there's an opening? That's a good question. The Gemara is going to discuss that later. But Rav explained himself that it's not because of Mefulash. If so, d'Rav ad'Rav, nami lo kashya. It could be the Rav, the Rav Yehuda said his halacha by Rechova in the name of Rav. And it's not a contradiction. Kan she'irvu b'nei chotzer b'nei mavui, kan she'loi irvui. In the halacha here that we saw that Rav says that the Mavui is Osur, it's not because it's Mefulash, it's because they didn't make an Eruv. Over there, in the case of the Rechava, it's as if you made an Eruv. You don't actually have to make an Eruv, because you don't need to, there's nobody uses the Rechava, or they don't use it much. But the halacha of Rechava is compared to a Chotza that joined the Eruv with the Mavui, and therefore you're allowed to carry. That's why I said, Lo Tzarech Klum. Regarding Mefulash, in both of them, both if it's Rechava and if it's Chotza, it doesn't make a difference. As far as Mefulash is concerned, since the end of the Mavui is not directly adjacent to Rosh Hashanah, it's not called Mefulash. And therefore Rav could well have said his first halacha in the name of Rav Yehuda could have well said his first halacha in the name of Rav, not like Abaya said that it must have been Shmuel. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.